Our subject in this course is the defense of the faith in the Gospel of John. We're going through the Gospel of John to see how John defends the faith. And we are taking the Gospel in segments, and we are increasing the amount of material as each of these sessions takes place. And for next time, we want you to read in the Gospel of John, chapters 9 through 14. 9 through 14. And then in the very last session, the fifth and final session of our course, chapters 15 through 21. And hopefully tonight you had a chance to look over chapters 5 through 8. The reason why we're able to cover the entire gospel in such a small number of sessions is that we're dealing only with the apologetic content of the gospel, only with the gospel's defense of the faith. There's other material, of course, in the Gospel of John, and we'll discover that as we move on toward the end of the book, that the concentration of apologetic material becomes less intense. That is, the material is more intensively apologetic at the beginning of the book, and it is interspersed with many other things as the book reaches its end. One reason for this is simply that John establishes the truth content of the faith right at the outset, right off the bat. He gets the truth content of the faith established, and then this gives him a ground for doing all sorts of other things later on in the book. But we'll also find that there is apologetic material throughout the book. There is no time when that is not important to the apostle. All right, let's turn to chapter 5